It's time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also of Simon Loses His Tummy. And ladies and gentlemen, let's lose it for Dr. Judy Workman.
Good morning. Your loss is my gain, or my gain is your loss, or something.
Yeah, or something, depending on what you're trying to either lose or not. Depending on what you're trying to lose or gain, your gain is my loss, or my loss is your gain.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that I want to talk about today is how much, if you pardon pursuing this pun, how much one gains by engaging in regular exercise. You know, a benefit that I think most of us either take for granted, and we don't give it enough importance. And that is the fact that when you engage in regular exercise, be it walking every day, going to the gym, biking, you know, even involved in recreational sports, what happens is that your body stays in good shape. You have stamina, you have muscle mass, and when you want to do the things that bring you pleasure, like sightseeing, walking through, perhaps a zoo or a botanical garden, or as a friend of mine did when she came back from Seattle, walking up and down these hills, you realize that you can really do this without any problem. And it occurred to me, Jill, that when I was writing this, that all the things that I've written about and I've read about concerning the importance of exercise, it helps you sleep, it helps your cognition, it helps your muscle mass, it prevents osteoporosis, it decreases your cholesterol, it improves your diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. All the things that one reads about, it prevents Alzheimer's, all the things that one reads about, it sort of overlooks the most basic reason for doing exercise, and that is when your body is in decent shape, you can get from point A to point B without much trouble. And we take it for granted. I mean, and until, of course, really last century, the middle of last century, people really had to rely on their bodies to get from point A to point B, or to, for work, for anything they had to do, because they had very little access to locomotion other than with their 2 feet or maybe on a bicycle. But nowadays, we sort of overlook that because so many of us who are not fit just automatically rely on a car to get us where we want to go. That's 4 blocks away, I'll drive. Oh, I have to walk home from the supermarket? No. I'll take an Uber. You want me to climb those steps to get into that building, that museum? No, I can't do that. Let me take the back entrance. We absolutely, I have to walk to the restaurant. I'm going to valet. I'll have my car parked in front of the restaurant. I don't even have to walk two steps, I'll get into the restaurant because somebody will valet park my car. I don't really have to walk from the parking lot to the restaurant. We are so used to relying on our cars and maybe public transportation that some of us says, well, why do I really care how fit my body is? There's something, a car or an Uber or what have you, who will take me where I want to get if I can't get there on my own 2 feet. And yet you miss so much if you're not able to do this. And I said, it's something that I think we have to be able to tell people as they, go through their life and, gradually decrease the amount of physical activity they do. They haven't got the time, they want to do it, it's too boring, who wants to go to the gym, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too windy, it's too rainy. There are always excuses why I can't exercise. And the bottom line is, eventually, you lose the use of your body to give you the kind of pleasures you should get when you can use your body and go where you want to go.
Yeah, and I think that as people get more and more screened, this is just the constant lament. Though there are people who absolutely are outdoorsy and work outside, but if you are office-oriented or screen-oriented, which basically means if you are in major media centers, you've got to figure out a way to balance it off a little bit just so that you can get outside and move your body.
I think maybe I see this because I've been with people who will say, and I know people say, well, I can't walk that far. That far means 3 or 4 blocks, or it means going up a hill. And what I think people don't realize is how much they are actually restricting their interaction with the world around them because they no longer have the fitness in order to do what they have to do. I mean, you look at children, and children would never say, oh, I can't walk that far to school or to the playground or to see a friend. Of course not, but there's something that happens as we gradually dismiss the importance of regular exercise. And I realize there are many people who simply can't do it. I mean, people who have two jobs, people who have, you know, they work a long shift and they come home and they have kids and a house to take care of, et cetera. Where you have your caretaking an elderly parent, you simply don't have the time, and you say, okay, that is the cost of not being able to do regular exercise. I can't rely on my body. But for the other people who can have that, who do have the time to do something, even if it's taking a walk or making sure they climb stairs, I think what happens is if they don't do it, they can't also rely on their body to get them from point A to point B. I mean, I've been with people who, you know, be walking through a park with them, and the person will say, I have to sit down. I can't walk any further. My legs are hurting. My back is hurting. My knees are hurting. You know, I'm out of breath. And I think this is dreadful because it means that you can't even rely on something that you should be taking for granted to get you around where you want to be. And that should be the most basic reason why people should exercise and not just say, well, I never do it. It's not important to me.
Yeah.
Because they are losing what they have been given and what they had enjoyed as children and what they absolutely will not have as older adults if they don't do it now. And that's what I think people should be emphasizing, not the far-off, you know, advantages of, oh, if you exercise when you're 50, you may not get Alzheimer's when you're 90. Yeah, okay. But right now, well, you should be exercising when you're 50, so when you're 51, you can do what you want to do with your body.
Or when you're 50 and whatever the next day is, you're in a relatively better mood than if you have just basically sat there and slothed for the entire day. And I shouldn't even say slothed, but one of the things that you always pointed out that I thought was quite important is that people don't realize how much, you know, if you're running around, if you're running after a kid, if you're going to the supermarket, if you're climbing the stairs, if you're taking the rubbish out, you know, the fact is you are moving.
That's exactly right. But the point is a lot of people can't do that. I have a relative who, you know, moves from, you know, she's not listening, she moves from the sofa to the table to her bed. I mean, that's it. I mean, she can barely walk to get to the car. And she's never exercised in her entire life. And she has grandchildren, and the grandchildren run to her because she cannot get up from the chair and move to them. And that's very, very sad. But it is really the consequence of a lifetime of never moving.
Yep.
And you're absolutely right, Jill. If she had just done what people do normally without even thinking about it, is that you move to do the activities of daily life and you try to do a little bit more, then maybe she would be able to do that in her 70s. But she's unable to do that now. And I think people have to see that. We're all given, you know, this our bodies to work. And, okay, you have a bad back or something. You can't do it. You're in pain. But if you don't have the pain and you have the muscle, you still have the muscle and the stamina, use it. Because, you know, as they say, if you don't lose it, use it, you're going to lose it. And you lose a great deal of pleasure that comes along with it. So I hope everybody gets out today and does some walking. It's a gorgeous day.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Dr. Judy Wortman right here on Robinhood Radio every Thursday morning. And then also on our podcast page,
and
on demand.
And we broadcast on the...
We broadcast on the...
On Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah.
And on Sunday.